Now, for today's Midwinter GeoQuiz. December 21st marks the shortest day and the longest night of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. This year, there was an extra treat on the solstice, a total lunar eclipse. The last time both happened on the same day was in the year 1638. Some places in Scotland had a good view of the eclipse. California would have if it hadn't rained. In Reykjavik, Iceland, crowds saw the moon turn a deep red. Astronomer David Whitehouse says over the millennia, people have made much of the color.
It's a remarkable pinkish, and then it turned a deep red. And that's fascinating, because when the ancients saw this moon turning the color of blood, this was the moon god giving its gift of fertility back to humans again.
Pinkish or the color of blood, it may be during the eclipse, but the question for today is how high the moon. Estimate the distance to the moon from Earth, and we'll compare the answers in a few minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The lunar eclipse that happened earlier today inspired our GeoQuiz today. We wanted to know how far away the moon is from Earth. Well, it's approximately 250,000 miles from the Earth's center to the center of the moon. 239,000 miles is a very good answer. It does vary a bit, though, because the moon travels around the Earth in an ellipse, so you get some leeway on this one. Scientists can calculate the exact distance thanks to some nifty retroreflectors that Apollo mission astronauts left behind on the moon. Researchers here on Earth can fire laser pulses at the retroreflectors to measure the time it takes for the light to make the round trip. By the way, if you did happen to catch a glimpse of the total lunar eclipse on this, the winter solstice, consider yourself lucky. These two celestial events won't coincide again until 2094.